Now that we got the lighthearted stuff out of the way, on to the serious question. This is a weighty one. Why does God let suicide happen? Well, I'm just going to give you biblical reasoning. This is the best that we have for an answer. Two biblical truths. First one, the most fundamental, is we live in a sin-cursed world. Do you realize that if sin never entered the world, there would be no death? So this world is broken. It's not the way that it should be. Everything is off because sin entered the world. But let's take this question even a step further. Why does God let us make choices at all? Why let Adam and Eve eat the fruit and jack everything up? It's because we're not robots. We're humans. He didn't create robots to fill the earth. He created people, humans. So we make choices. Number one, we live in a sin-cursed, broken world. Number two, humans are held responsible for their choices. And what I mean by this is you can't blame anyone else. You can't blame anyone else. If there ever was a time to pass the blame, it would have been when Satan entered Judas. Judas betrays Jesus, and then he commits suicide. There are only 7 suicides in the Bible, Judas being the most well-known. But Judas did not get a pass. If there was a time to claim that the devil made me do it, that was it. And Judas didn't get a pass. He was held responsible for his choices, even though Satan had entered him. So here's what I need you to know. When someone takes their life, that's no one else's fault. You need to hear this. I've been to funerals of people I know, and the guilt that people around them put on themselves. Say, we should have. We could have, if only I... No, don't do that. The Bible doesn't blame the other 11 disciples for not seeing this coming. They lay it on Judas. So some of you have been taught, this is a side note, that suicide is the unforgivable sin. It is not the unforgivable sin. Not believing in Jesus is the only unforgivable sin, rejecting the one thing that could save you. But I would not want to meet God a second after I did that. So to answer your question, why does God let suicide happen? The answer is, I don't know. I don't know, but I trust him, even with the things that I don't have answers for. So God is the author of life. He values life all the way from the womb to the tomb. He has authority over your life. Let him determine your days and not take it into your own hands. We are the creature and he is the creator. So